can't seem to get a handle on that plumbing repair? Not to worry. Get expert advice from Rosie and Romy now by calling 1-888-ROSIE-4U. It's the Rosie on the House Show.
All right, who's this?
I don't know. You must know. I can tell.
I had it on the tip of my tongue.
It's coming. It'll hit us right as we wrap up the program.
Oh, sorry about that.
You know, a neat application for those glow-in-the-dark crystals as it related to concrete was walkways.
Oh, yeah.
They would lay the walkway, and you would put in your, you know, whatever you would get it all set and shrouded, and then you would put in a little piece of wood and let it form just long enough to it takes a shape, and then you pull the wood out before it. And then you could crush and liquefy the crystals and pour it in.
Ah.
And so at night, it would be this constant lighted path
kind
that you
like
could always walk.
Glow stick in your sidewalk.
Cool. Exactly.
Cool.
Those are some neat stuff. There were some neat applications. But as we're talking countertops, there's never enough time in the show to get through everything you have to cover. Just a few other types real quick. Silestone, slate, very cool, very porous, very susceptible to a lot of stains, very maintenance-free. But, man, if you have something that doesn't have a lot of constant use on, slate is a very sleek look, and it's something that you can find here in our desert. You can stumble upon it while you're out walking around, especially the New River area, a lot of slate in those areas. That finished product in the home of an area that it's around, that's a neat look.
Spectacular look, absolutely.
One I'm not too familiar with, but we have in our article, bamboo.
Oh,
yeah.
For countertop materials?
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's a new one for me. I had not heard of that.
It's the green scene because it's such a renewable.
Well,
the rate bamboo regenerates and grows itself.
Grows like a
weed. You see it a lot in flooring applications.
Mm-hmm. Those floors are high maintenance, too. I mean, you have to be gentle with those.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not durable.
It's a little bit softer wood than some of the other hardwoods as well. So,
recycled glass. That's something new. Have you seen those?
No, sir.
Those
I
are
have
pretty
not.
Sharp. Very modern.
Contemporary looks.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, not something you'd find at Casa de la Rancho Romero. But, if that's your style, and that's pretty slick.
It's beautiful.
Not something you want to put in your laundry room. Huh?
And there's so many different types. Yeah. You don't want to put laundry on broken glass.
Oh, okay. No. Okay.
There's so many different types of glass. The color schemes you could add to it and
limitless
design. My gosh. I mean, you could start with your basic white glass, and you could take a bunch of old broken beer bottles and do a Budweiser decal in it. You know, I mean, you'd probably even take the red glass from something. And, I mean, you'd do all kinds of creative
things. All kinds
of,
that'd be cool. Let your imagination run wild.
Huh? Oh, my goodness. We covered concrete, and we've covered porcelain, but paper was the last one on there. That was new that we found in researching this topic.
We haven't talked about butcher block.
Oh,
yeah.
Cover your butcher block, because that's been the island center
in our kitchen
Rosie's
forever.
I remember you left to Memphis, and there used to be a tile countertop there. And we were going to have it all torn out and all redone on the island by the time you got back. We had it torn out by the time you got back.
Gee, thanks, everybody. This is great. No, it's a great surface, though. And you can, I have it right in the, it's a big centerpiece. My sink is in the island, but it's a stainless steel sink with a stainless steel dish drain, so there's not a lot of contact with the water. Every year or so, I just sand it down. I put a little mineral oil on it, every couple months. It's a fantastic surface.
And it's not something that you need to worry about. That there's something that kills the bacteria in the wood. I mean, if you raw chicken, you don't want to leave raw chicken there or any surface.
You want to leave raw chicken anywhere.
No. Yeah, but when you get that on there, and I mean, obviously you clean it up, but it's not something you need to worry about soaking in and growing in your wood, which you would think.
You would think as a natural.
You would think it would.
Yeah, no, it's great.
And the thing with the butcher block is the more you use it, the better it looks.
You betcha.
It's just
character.
A little character, yeah, absolutely.
Now, wrapping up, we briefly touched on quartz, and just to wrap it up, that is what I put on my kitchen when we built. I put it in my kitchen and my bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
It's the fourth strongest material
quartz,
you mentioned.
Quartz is, yes, and it's the second most available material in the Earth's crust as well, we found out. So
Paul
in
Tucson's on hold. We won't have time to bring him in, but he wants to know, can this be applied outdoors?
The answer is absolutely. It's a bulletproof material, and it can be used outdoors and around an outdoor kitchen or a pass-through island. Just about any application that's suitable for indoors, it can be used outdoors as well. You bet.
Now, I personally don't think I would put it outdoors. Nope. It can be, but there's too much that goes on outside at my house. I wouldn't want to spend that much for this to go outside
for
and be abused by all the elements. I would absolutely go concrete. But if you've got a fenced-in block, fenced-in backyard, and you don't have obnoxious big dogs or a secure backyard, great application.
And watch for sunlight exposure, too, because it might be a little bit sensitive to UV exposure.
You'd want a canopy over it.
And you might get some fading or some discoloration, too. So,
well, we appreciate the calls. We appreciate you spending your Saturday morning with us here at Rosie on the House. Now, through 25 years of broadcasting, we'll be here next Saturday to continue your Arizona Saturday morning tradition right here at Rosie on the House.
Happy trails to you until